Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, February 5th. Tesla is having to delay some made-in-China Model 3 deliveries planned for this month due to the coronavirus outbreak, which is forcing Tesla to temporarily shut down Gigafactory Shanghai. Tesla Chief Financial Officer Zach Kirkhorn said, quote, "We're expecting a 1 to 1.5 week delay in the ramp of Shanghai-built Model 3s, due to a government-required factory shutdown," close quote. Tao Lin, vice president at Tesla China, said, quote, "The planned deliveries in early February will be delayed. We will catch up to the production line once the outbreak situation gets better," close quote. Tesla released a new blog post today about their efforts to improve safety at the company. Tesla hired Lori Shelby to oversee aspects of the environment, health, and safety throughout the automaker's workforce, and they announced new steps in their goal to make the Fremont factory the safest car factory in the world, stating, quote, "As we produce significantly more vehicles, our injury rates went down compared to 2018. Our rate of injury per vehicle produced was reduced by more than 50% from last year." Tesla also claims the rate is 5% better than the rest of the industry average. According to a new comment from CEO Elon Musk, Tesla's autopilot, which the automaker is trying to turn into a full self-driving system, is going to detect potholes and make mini-maps to remember them, saying, quote, "3D labeling is the next big thing, where a car can go through a scene with 8 cameras and paint a path in real time, then label the path in 3D," close quote. When asked if Tesla could use this new 3D labeling to create maps of potholes, Musk answered, yes. Last night, Elon Musk dropped a hint that in addition to current Gigafactory projects in China and Germany, Tesla is considering one in Texas. Via Twitter, Musk put up a poll asking simply, "Giga Texas?" question mark. At the time of recording, the results sit at 20% for nope and 80% for hell yeah. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund sold almost its entire stake in Tesla over the last quarter just before the massive rally in the new year. The fund took a 5% stake in Tesla and was reportedly in talks to help take the company private. Now, that didn't pan out, of course. And based on the average share price of about $350 per share during the fourth quarter of 2019, the Saudis missed out on making about $4.5 billion with its Tesla stake. In other news, Lucid Air is finally going to come to market after a few years of delay, likely becoming the first of the new wave of California EV startups to bring electric car production after Tesla. In 2017, Lucid Motors unveiled its plan for a $7 million factory in Arizona. However, they had difficulties raising the capital needed to start the construction of the plant. Late in 2018, Lucid secured over $1 billion in investment from Saudi Arabia, which put them back on track for their 2017 plans. Peter Rawlinson, Lucid's CEO and CTO, sat down with Electrek at the Bloomberg NEF Summit in San Francisco today, and he is confident that they are going to be able to stick to their plans. Lucid reportedly already has tested one of their vehicles at 400 miles of range using an EPA cycle estimator. In an examination of BMW and Mercedes-Benz, Electrek's Bradley Berman notes that while both are pursuing robust rollouts of electric vehicles, the two methods are quite different. BMW is integrating the production of electric cars with plug-in hybrids and internal combustions on the same assembly line so that it can dial EV volume up or down. Meanwhile, Mercedes-Benz is building dedicated EV platforms and a global network of battery plants, even as it reduces the short-term output of its first electric SUV. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Shell has announced a plan to increase their EV fast charging presence in Germany, up to 200 total charging points from their currently announced 100. In addition to this charger expansion, Shell will also offer German drivers a method to offset their emissions from driving, adding a small additional cost of fuel to fund the carbon reduction projects. This cost will be approximately 1 cent per liter of fuel. At a launch event for the November United Nations Climate Summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the UK ban on selling diesel and petrol cars would be brought forward from 2040 to 2035. The British government's decision to ban internal combustion engines was in response to experts who said that 2040 is too late for the ban if UK wants to achieve its target of becoming net zero by 2050. The Tennessee Valley Authority shut down its last unit at the Paradise Coal Plant, Despite objections from Senator Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump, the Tennessee Valley Authority Board voted in February to halt the last Paradise unit along with the Bull Run steam plant near Oak Ridge by 2023. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Hero Electric has taken to the Auto Expo 2020 to unveil its first electric motorcycle, the Hero Electric AE47. With a listed top speed of 53 miles an hour generated from a 4-kilowatt hub motor, we don't have a hard price yet, but the estimate is between $1,100 and $2,000. And Specialized has just unveiled a new series of electric mountain bikes known as the Specialized Turbo Levo SL. In its lightest configuration, weighing in at 38.3 pounds, the Founders Edition of the Specialized Turbo Levo SL is priced around $16,500, and that includes a carbon frame, carbon wheel set, wireless drivetrain, wireless dropper seat post, and two sets of 160 watt-hour auxiliary batteries. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.